Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And we're not going to say that summer is over exactly, but with Labor Day weekend behind us, the big vacation season is in the rearview mirror, unfortunately. So we're going to open up the phones now for what you would import from anywhere you vacationed and what you would export from here to there. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. You know the feeling. You're visiting somewhere new for the first time, and you discover they do something differently there. And you think, of course, what a great idea. We should do that here. We should import that. Well, we want to hear about it. Where'd you go, and what do you want to import? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Was there something great anywhere that you went that would work here in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut? 212-433-9692. And on the other hand, what do you want to export? What do we have that you realize by being away that you think could work elsewhere? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Tell us what we should export to anywhere else in the world. Did you go to the Paris beaches that are temporary beaches along the river in Paris? Did you think to yourself, wow, we should have that? The city should lay out some sand right there along the East River with some palm trees so we can enjoy a beach in the middle of the city like the Parisians do. That would be a great idea. Should we do that? Or maybe you were in London and you were on the London Eye, that big Ferris wheel that provides gorgeous views of the city, and you thought, hey, we should do that, not only in Coney Island. We should absolutely do that. There is one in Staten Island, too, by the way. On the other hand, the Paris Metro doesn't run 24 hours a day like our subway does. And when you take the tube in London, you pay depending on where you're traveling, unlike our one-fare-fits-all subway here. So maybe you would export those aspects of our public transit system. So you get the idea. What would you import to New York from anywhere you traveled this summer? What would you export, realizing how fantastic it was and that more places should have it from here? 212-433-WNYC, and we'll take your calls on this right after this. WNYC. And all right, summer travelers, now we're going to take your calls on what you found anywhere you visited that you would like to import here, or what you thought, God, this place could really use something exported from New York. What is that thing? Our lines are full. You can call in as people finish up, or you can post to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, or tweet at Brian Lehrer, or go to our Brian Lehrer WNYC Facebook page. And we begin with Alex in Brooklyn. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. Where'd you go?
I just went to Japan for a couple of weeks. So.
That's all. Just to Japan for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Well, the great thing about traveling in Japan is their public toilet system. So first of all, they're everywhere. They're free and they're very clean.
That's a good thing. Are they on street corners? When you say they're everywhere, what city and how are they located?
Well, they're by train stations, and Japan has a very extended train system. So any train station would have public toilets, bus station, even just on the streets you would have some.
Alex, thank you very much. Daniel in Fort Washington, you're on WNYC. Oh, you're in Port Washington on the island, right?
Yeah.
Hi,
yeah.
Daniel.
Hey, Brian. How you doing?
Good. Where'd you go?
A few years ago, I went to Peru and Argentina, and what I noticed there during the fall months was that they don't turn the clocks back. Like, they have no daylight savings. Like, they don't mess with the clocks during the fall or the spring. So you have a little bit more light during the fall.
So do you want it to get light at, like, 8:15 in the morning in January?
No, but at least during, you know, the nights during, you know, the fall and summer, it wouldn't get dark. So, I mean, the fall and winter wouldn't get dark so early, you know?
Let's see. Little Neck, Great Neck, Manhasset, Plan Dome, and Port Washington. Did I miss any?
Yes. No, you didn't. You got them all.
From the end, east end of that line. All right, Daniel, thank you very much. Daylight savings time is constantly debated in this country. People don't like that it gets dark so early. Other people want to go to daylight savings time year round. It's, you know, it's it used to be because of the farmers, but now they still argue it for the school children to go on to standard time. Who wants little kids out in the dark at, you know, 7:30 in the morning getting on the bus to kindergarten and all of that? So we will continue to bat that back and forth in this country, no doubt. Damien in Astoria, you're on WNYC. Hey, Damien, where'd you go?
Hey, Brian, how you doing? I went to San Francisco early in the summer in June, and one of the things that I noticed was that when I went into a store, like a supermarket, they would ask me if I wanted a bag, as opposed to just giving you like two or three plastic bags as they do here in New York, and certainly in Astoria they do that, and they offered you a paper bag, which was amazing. And we definitely need to do that here.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I wonder if this is going to be on, because this always comes up from environmentalists in the city and the San Francisco example in particular. We'll see if this gets on to the new mayor's environmental agenda, whichever mayor that may be. James in Manhattan. Hi, James. Where'd you go?
Hi. Europe in general, France in particular. And my idea has to do with Paris versus New York. I would export food delivery from, you know, the restaurants on the corner.
They don't do that in Paris?
I'd love to export that to Europe.
Where don't they do that in major cities in Europe?
They don't do it in Paris.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you might get a pizza delivery if you're lucky, but I'm not sure it would be edible.
Do you want a pizza delivery?
You can get from the diner downstairs from your apartment here in New York.
No, that,
but
that's
you
not
can't do that. You can't get that in Paris.
No, that's new to me. I didn't realize that.
And I would bring the electronic fare card system, as well as the interdiction of exiting buses from the front door. I would bring those systems over to New York. I find it terribly inefficient that you can only enter from one door, that you waste time sliding that fare card in and out, and that you have to wait for people getting off from the front door of New York City buses. So the buses stop for such a long time at each bus stop on a crowded bus in New York City. But in many places in Europe, there's more than one entry, and there is at least one door that is entry only.
Right. And James, I'm going to leave it there. Nice idea of some swaps between New York and Paris. We have that now on the limited buses, like the BX12 and a few others. Is it along 34th Street too? I think so. These the select buses, they call them, where you have to get the little receipt from the machine at the bus stop using your Metro card. And then you can enter any door. And they tend to be the very long buses that have three entrances. And I know the mayoral candidates are planning on expanding the select bus system. Probably anybody who gets elected will expand the select bus system. And so we will be able to go in as well as out of multiple doors on more New York City buses. All right. From Twitter, we get this. Rachel writes, import from Istanbul, rooftop restaurants, bars, breakfast joints on every building. Export everything bagels. Antonio from Bayside writes on our website, Portland has exquisite streetcars. Despite our great system of transportation in New York, we fall behind in alternatives. Buses are for the Stone Age. And on Twitter, listener Sarah said she would import Amsterdam's light rail metro system. On Facebook, Norma told us, quote, every visit I have ever done to London and taken a cab, I am never asked to give the driver directions. We should import that. KB in Newark, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, Brian?
Good. Where'd you go?
Oh, I went to Hawaii. My wife's Hawaiian, so I went to Hawaii. And one thing that I noticed that I would love to import over here is that when we got off the plane, when we got into the airport, when we got into the streets, people said hello to us and welcomed us to their land. Like, they were, like, happy that we were there. And I've gone to Chicago, L.A., I've gone to San Diego, I've gone to Houston, and Washington, D.C., and people just don't do that there.
You can tell that, I guess, people are more chill the further you get away from a dense population area? You think?
I guess. And the one thing that I would import is that over there in Hawaii, you can't get a plastic bag. you can go to the store. You can do anything that you want to do. If you're not getting a paper bag or carrying it by hand, or you have a canvas bag, you're done for. There are no plastic bags in Hawaii. They banned them all.
Interesting. Now, next year, KB, maybe you should visit your family in Hawaii in January.
Oh, I did it one time in February. It was the first. I'm born and raised in northern New Jersey. It was the first time in my life in February I wore shorts. It was awesome.
Thank you for your call. Richard in Bergen County, you're on WNYC. Hi, Richard.
Yes, how are you? How about direct train service to the airports without having to transfer?
Direct train service from the airports without having to transfer. Yeah, boy, do they wish they could do that here. They feel that it's... would just take so much, you know, chopping up the streets and all of that stuff. There are so many impediments to it because New York was already built so much. But it would be great, wouldn't it?
It will sure would.
Thank you. And LaGuardia needs it so badly. Lauren in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Where'd you go?
I took 4 young children for the month of August to Israel, and a lot of people here thought I was crazy to take small children. It's the hottest summer, the hottest month of the summer. It's the hottest country. But actually, I would love to import Israel's shading system to New York.
Shading?
Yes. Every park, every outdoor activity has these really large canvas sort of tarps that shade the area. And when I got back to New York, I took my kids to the aquarium, and it was probably 5 degrees cooler here, but it was, the sun was just boiling down on us, and it was unbearable. Whereas out there in the desert, you were fine because they really take care of the kids with that, with those shaded canvas tarps. They're really great.
How about that? If they could only shade us from the humidity here, right?
Yes. Oh, my children were asking, "Why are we wet?" when we came back. Why are we wet?
Laura, thank you so much. Richard tweeted, import Germany's easy bottle deposit refund system, an automatic machine in every supermarket for glass and plastic alike. And I think we have time for one, maybe two more. Speaking of the, yeah, should it be? Okay, sorry, wait a minute. Glass and plastic. Matt in Bergenfield, you're going to make a segue here, but do it in 10 seconds.
All right, went to Toronto, loved their beer store, stores that only sell beer in large quantity. We need that. And the other thing is there's a candy up there made in Britain, marketed up there. I don't find it here very much, called wine gums, made by Maynard's. Love them, and we need them here.
Wine gum. Debbie in Caldwell, you'll be the last caller. We got 15 seconds for you.
In Japan, when you come to a blind intersection, they have convex mirrors so you can see around.
Thanks so much. And that was nice and tight and concise. Thanks for all your calls on your travels this summer and what you decided we should import to here from wherever you were, wherever you were, and whatever we should export to there. So thanks for listening today, everybody. Happy and healthy New Year to all our Jewish listeners. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.